and inspired by Downton Abbey, Roisin arranged for us to have elocution lessons from none other than Liz Brewer, you know, the posh one from Ladette to Lady. So we improved on our speech, and we improved on our manners and our posture, and now it was time to improve on table manners. So we took Liz over the road to the Spongate, one of Coventry and Warwickshire's finest establishments.
Wetherspoons. Yeah. This is your local restaurant?
Yeah, they do a mean breakfast.
Oh, my goodness.
Liz, sorry, I thought we were going to Café Rouge.
You look embarrassed, Roisin.
A little bit.
Have you been in Wetherspoons before?
I can honestly say, without exception, absolutely never. This is the kind of place that you can smell what you're going to get and the stains on the furniture. Obviously, they had a rough night here last night.
That's quite offended. I've been at the Spongate on a Saturday night, and they do a good breakfast anyway. It was time to order.
I'm going to go for a full English.
What are you going to have, Liz?
Just have a cappuccino.
She wouldn't even eat. Bless her. It seems like Liz completely lost her appetite. Anyway, quick as a flash, the food arrived.
44, we've got an all-day brunch.
There you go.
This is called what? Wetherspoon here?
Wetherspoons, yeah.
That's very weathered, isn't it?
So when eating with someone, do you wait for them to take the first bite?
Yeah, if I was here now, you'd probably wait for me to pick up my knife and fork. Because that would be polite, rather than you shovelling it all in and then looking at me and I still haven't started.
So bearing in mind, I was sitting in front of somebody very, very posh. I decided to tuck in, but not for long, because she was watching me like a hawk.
And you never have them with the knife and fork dangling around in the air. Very bad. Keep your knife and fork where they should be, on the plate.
Getting through my Wetherspoons breakfast, I thought I'd offer Liz Brewer a bit of me sausage.
And then you don't...
Do you want some
you
beef?
Don't speak with your mouth full because you're spitting all over me.
Sorry, Liz, do you want a napkin?
Wipe myself down.
That's a nice jacket you've got.
Yeah, Versace, actually.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I've got one of those as well. Anyway, it wasn't just Liz that was watching JD.
I don't know why you were talking to me if you noticed that JD was checking his mobile underneath his map, Kim.
Oh, I see. Mm. If you're always checking your phone, then your concentration is being diverted.
He does it to me all the time.
I'd be very insulted. Mm. I would be hurt, actually.
Such a grass.
I'm not a grass. I just thought I'd bring it to her attention that you were using your mobile.
Anyway, meal eaten, mouth empty. It was time to say goodbye and find out how we'd got on to try and be more down-to-earth.
Liz, thanks for coming to see us.
I absolutely adored being with you all. Aww. I see such improvement. It's wonderful.
How do we part company? Do we snog here?
No, we definitely don't. Especially in Wetherspoons. But next time I see you, we can definitely do a whack whack.
What's a whack whack?
It's a
mwah. Oh, mwah. Oh, a
air kiss.
Oh, so it meant something completely different.
It's an air kiss.
Liz, will you text me? Will we?
I'm not very good at texting, but I am on Facebook.
Right.
So you'll find me there.
I'll poke you.
Now, I've never understood what this poking's about.
Poke. I've got your attention now.
Now what do you want to do about it?
Nothing. Normally nothing.
What normally happens after you poke somebody, Liz?
What happens?
I don't know. If it's a good enough poke, go with it.
Okay.
Enjoy poking.
Thank you.
So we're now friends on Facebook.
I love her.
And
she's my new
her.
Best friend. Again, I've got another new celebrity best friend.
That was Liz Brewer off Ladette to Lady, trying to make us more Downton.
Darling, do you feel more Downton?
Yeah, I feel more Downton Abbey than Coombe Abbey now. You can see the video of us with Liz online. Check it out on our Facebook page or go to freeradio.co.uk. It was a lot of fun. James Blunt coming your way, and we'll update you on the roads. It's a busy one, I warn you. Roisin will update you on Free Radio next.
The JD Show.